This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. These are not the sounds of Christmas in Sonoma County. This is actually midsummer, high in the Teton Mountains of Wyoming, where Gina Farr, a sound recordist from Marin County, and Tom Russert, a birding enthusiast from Sonoma, were part of a special Sounds of Nature workshop. There, in a remote alpine valley, says Farr, they could hear and capture the audio landscape of wildlife, wind, and water. And only that.
Where do you go to find pure nature's voice without human sounds? It is so pervasive. This sort of low-frequency sound that humans generate can travel miles and miles.
That also often requires an early start. Very early.
When you are a sound recordist, it's not like being a photographer. For one thing, you get up a whole lot earlier, and you need to be in some place that's very isolated, have everything set up, and then walk away from your microphone and just be hidden in nature while it's pitch black. And so you get to experience that changeover from the night creatures vocalizing into the day, where it's just that really magic time.
But the payoff, says Tom Russert, can be wondrous.
Few people really have ever experienced the dawn chorus, where the birds and nature is kind of singing the sun up out of the earth. And in the evening, oftentimes the song or the call is different from the same bird than it is in the morning.
In such a wilderness environment, he adds, any human presence is highly conspicuous. So the recording teams would have to set up their equipment, then withdraw a considerable distance and wait.
Nature will resettle itself. We set the microphone out there in nature, and we get our calibrations, and then we move away and allow that habitat to come back to its point of balance, where you're not seeing any interference by humans.
But when the natural sounds resume, relayed in the highest audio fidelity, both Farr and Russert agree the experience is unmatched.
It really only takes one time of putting on headphones at dawn, and then the world is threefold, fourfold more rich and wonderful. And we hear things in our environment first, and then we see them. You will encounter so much more wildlife through listening than you ever could by looking, because so much of that is hidden to our eyes.
All of a sudden you put the system on and turn it on, you go, oh my word, the whole orchestration of the earth comes alive.
That's like Christmas morning when you put your earphones on and you listen and you hear the drama that unfolded and you think, oh, did I pick the best place at the best time? It's incredible.
There is a sobering aspect to these aural artifacts as well. That's something we'll explore in tomorrow's program. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.